This morning at the cathedral, I preached on part of Mark's Gospel, chapter 7. It's the part where the Gentile woman comes to Jesus and begs. The Bible says she begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. And Jesus replies, "First let the children eat all they want, for it's not right to take children's bread and toss it to their dogs." It's quite a shocking reading. And I'm struck by the attitude of Jesus for a number of reasons. Firstly, I kind of wonder, why is this still in the gospel? You would have thought the gospel writer would have removed this. It doesn't fit with our normal, attitude that we think Jesus has of loving all and being kind to all. This is quite shocking. And I asked this morning, is he really telling this woman that because she's not a Jew, he cannot help her? Is he judging here according to appearance and race? Are we looking at a racist incident? It's hard to judge. It's hard not to judge others. But to see this happening here, I just wondered what it was about. Was it natural or was it cultural? I was thinking about the way people are treated on things like X Factor and things like that, the treatment of criticism and the laughing and the judgments we make based on how people look. And it's as if it's almost natural. But I'd like to argue that it's not a natural thing to do, but that it is cultural. It's a cultural thing that we've been brought up with. And I think that's the issue here. Jesus was brought up as a first century Jew. He grew up listening to the stories of the Passover, the escape from slavery, the miracles of the prophets. But most of all, he would have heard over and over and over again that the Jews were the chosen people, God's own people. He was brought up to believe, along with other first century Jews, that they were superior to everyone else. And I believe Jesus' initial reaction to reject this woman's request is as a result of that cultural upbringing. But the interesting thing here is that Jesus chooses to stand against culture. The cultural norm would have been to ignore and belittle the pleas of this woman, an enemy of Israel. And yet, here as with other incidences, the tax collector, the woman at the well, the person with leprosy, Jesus chooses to stand against the prevailing culture of judgment and bias, and he helps this woman. And I realised something from this gospel. Jesus understands our reaction. When we want to avoid, when we want to ignore, when we feel uncomfortable with the people, when we want to reject, Jesus understands that because he experienced it himself. He experienced the initial antipathy towards the outsider. But Jesus didn't only experience it. He showed us what to do about it. And I guess that's the challenge for us today. What cultural norms are there hanging around us constantly that we need to challenge? In my own situation, I notice when I'm walking up Rochester High Street, for example, Marcella selling her big issue. People avoid her like the plague. As Christians, that's the person we should sit with and buy the big issue and chat with. And there's many other things, pulling over, letting people through, people before us in queues and things like that. This is what we mean, I think, when we talk of transformative faith in Jesus Christ. A faith that not only transforms us, but transforms others, the life of others, for the better. Oh well, that's my first attempt at a boo, and we'll see how that comes off.